Now, Hamas's political chief says Palestinians in the Gaza Strip regard resistance as the only way to counter the Zionist enemy. Khaled Mash'al has once again laid down the Palestinians' terms for a ceasefire.
We demand the removal of the Israeli siege and opening of all the crossings in the Gaza Strip. We also want an airport and a seaport. These are not conditions, but the Palestinians' rights. We also demand that Israel facilitate financial transactions in Gaza, avoid causing trouble for the Palestinian National Unity Government, stop detaining Palestinians in the West Bank, quit rearresting the released Palestinian prisoners, allow free trade between Gaza and the West Bank, and let people commute freely between the two regions.
Mash'al said the Palestinians do not feel the necessity for a ceasefire unless Israelis are willing to meet their demands. He added that Tel Aviv has been imposing collective punishment on Gaza's population since 2006. Hamas's political chief also said that Israeli crimes in Gaza war are far worse than the crimes they allege were committed against Jews during the Holocaust. He also slammed the UN and the West for their silence on the Israeli atrocities. Mash'al urged the Palestinian Authority to take Israeli authorities to court for committing war crimes. He also warned that Israelis will eventually face resistance in the occupied West Bank as well. Well, meanwhile, the Israeli army keeps pounding the Gaza Strip. In the latest attack, at least one Palestinian is killed in a missile strike on a group of civilians near the Al-Shifa hospital. Around a dozen people, including children, were also injured there. Some of them are in critical condition. Israeli warplanes also targeted a house in central Gaza. Another attack in Rafah crossing also left some Palestinians injured. A doctor at the Al-Shifa hospital has told Press TV that Gaza is suffering from a shortage of medicine. The overall number of Palestinians killed since July the 8th now stands at over 2,120. More than 10,800 Gazans have also been injured. Joining us now is our correspondent Hisham Mahanna with the very latest. Now, Hisham, Khaled Mash'al has said that Palestinians will accept nothing less than the lifting of the Israeli blockade. However, it has been a very tense night in the Gaza Strip. Just walk us through the latest.
The latest from Gaza Strip is that Israel destroyed two mosques in Gaza City, one in the southwest of Gaza Strip, called Masjid Ali, and the other one is in Beit Hanun called Masjid Umar ibn al-Khattab. Both of the mosques were targeted several times in the same night until they are destroyed entirely, actually. This comes after also a series of attacking for the civilians deliberately, like the one that happened in Nasser Street, right close to Al-Shifa Hospital, where we are now. It targeted a bunch of civilians who were standing in the street right across one of these schools that were taken as shelter for the people who fled from the crisis area last month. Two young men were killed due to that incident. One died at once at the same moment of the attack, and the other one couldn't survive his severe wounds in the ER. Also, in the south of Gaza Strip, in Khan Yunis area in particular, it never stopped. For the air striking and the shelling, as well as for the warboats from the sea, actually has been firing rockets, shellings, and bullets against the shore of the Gaza City in several times last night.
Right now, people in Gaza are still looking outside for the Al-Shifa Hospital, which is, of course, just shows us the snippet of the humanitarian crisis, which is in the making in the Gaza Strip. Earlier, you'd interviewed a doctor who highlighted the fact that medical supplies are extremely low in the Gaza Strip. If these bombardments continue and pick up in intensity, what can we see happening on the ground in Gaza?
I'm afraid that we will witness a humanitarian catastrophe rather than a humanitarian crisis, as the medical supplies in the Shifa Hospital, as the same condition for the other hospitals around the Strip, are suffering from severe shortage of the equipment and medical supplies and disposals needed in order to operate during the wartime. Until now, there has been complete closure for the borders, which means that there are no medical supplies or aid coming from outside to the Gaza Strip and to the hospitals operating in the Gaza Strip. Yesterday we witnessed a collapse of a 12-story building after it was bombarded barbarically by the Israeli jet fighters. 44 families used to inhabit that building. Imagine if they were not evacuated in time and there has been a severe casualties. We would have witnessed hundreds of the casualties here in this hospital. So this hospital is not equipped in order to cope with this continuous attacking and this enormous number of casualties flooding in its rooms, in the emergency rooms in here all the time with this huge number. They can deal with at most 100 at a time, but not right. 400 or 500 coming and flooding into the rooms in this hospital.
Okay, Press TV's Hisham Mahanna reporting with the very latest from the Gaza Strip. Hisham, thanks very much indeed.